the fifth kind. Check out our official website at fifthkind.tv.
Barbara Lamb is a licensed psychotherapist whose work in family and child therapy goes back more than 40 years. For more than 25 years, Barbara has honed an approach that was really championed by the late Professor John Mack and has personally regressed more than 2,000 people, helping them to recover memories of close encounters. Her personal catalogue of case studies in this field is without parallel.
Some of the extraterrestrial beings are really serious researchers and scientists, and they want to know everything that they can possibly know about us humans, if that happens to be their subject of research. And so that's why they take people and they poke and probe and study our bodies and test our bodies and take samples of this and that and the other thing from us and subject us to various experiences. And with some of them, the more scientific types, it seems like we are primarily research subjects. However, with other extraterrestrial species, it seems like they want us for very different purposes. Sometimes to teach, to coach, to upgrade, to educate, to help us develop a whole cosmic awareness. And they would love to see, many of these species, they'd love to see the whole human race rise in consciousness. They'd like to see us evolve. And some of them have said to the ET human hybrids whom I have researched who live on Earth that they want humanity to eventually evolve enough to deserve being part of the great galactic federation of many, many benevolent planets. And so there is this whole upgrading of humanity movement going on from many of the extraterrestrials. And then again, as I said, there are some that seem to be more serving of themselves and they're interested in us for their own reasons. It's their own research.
Yes.
There's a lot. People sometimes say to me, oh, what are the aliens like? And I always have to say, well, it depends on which ones you're talking about, because it's a tremendous range of different beings that come to us and interact with us. And but I always like to bring forth that because there's so much scary press about extraterrestrials and abductions, and there are those, I do not deny it for a moment, but there's so much good, so many good contacts and encounters and taking onto the craft. I don't even call them abductions. I call them experiences or encounters or trips. There's so many good ones too. And I think that it's very important for people to know that even though the beings might seem very scary who come into their room at night and take them away, as so often happens, that even then, these beings might be doing them some good. They might be helping them. Maybe they examine them and do things like that. But so often, if we look carefully enough through a regression, which is really a reliving of that whole encounter experience, moment by moment, from the very beginning awareness right through to the end of being returned to where they were taken from, it's really worth finding out the details of those experiences for reassurance. Yes. So adults who come to me thinking that they're going to regress to an experience they happened at, that happened to them at maybe age 28 or 37 or 54 or 17, one of those experiences that really stands out and they keep wondering about. So if we'll do the regression to go back into that particular experience, we get the details of that experience. And also, sometimes when they're in the regression and I'm having them really have a look at the beings who are around them doing various things, I will say to the person, are any of these familiar? Do you think you've seen any of these before? And will very often register and say, oh yeah, that one over there on the right, and then the one next to him. Oh my goodness, I remember seeing them, wow, even when I was a child. And that will flip them back into a childhood extraterrestrial encounter. And then we'll go through that one. And then when we're finished with the session, the person might say, oh, you know, I never realized I was having those experiences as a child, but now I know that I did. Some of the extraterrestrials have explained it, that they really don't want to interfere with our human lives. And so they make it so that we're not aware at all, or very barely aware that these things are happening. So it's like we're living two lives, in a sense. Those of us who are experiencing these things, our regular human daily life that we were born to live and we chose as a soul to live, and then this other component too, this other aspect. And they know that we are very complicated beings, we humans, and that it's quite a chore to live a regular lifetime anyway, with all that's in it and all the responsibilities that we have and so forth. And so they try to keep a low profile. That's part of it. And then I think there are some beings who don't want to be caught. It's a more self-serving motivation on their part for us to not know or not remember very much. So again, there's so many different kinds of beings and different kinds of agendas. But the good thing is, I think, that when somebody like Mary, for instance, really wants to know, there are ways to find out. And of course, my particular method for helping people find out is the hypnotic regression route. Mary has found some wonderful, very talented psychic people who've been able to see into her and all the experiences that she has and bring forth a lot of information. And she's really worked hard, you know, to learn. And she's done regression work and the other work. And, you know, so it's gradually coming back to her. And I think that can be true of other people if they find the right people to go to for help. For my work, people can find me on my website, which is Barbara Lamb Regressions, plural, regressions.com. Barbara Lamb Regressions.com.
The Fifth Kind. Go to fifthkind.tv for uncensored access to the full interview.